because it's time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. So we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, and get the latest from Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this beautiful, cool, thirsty Thursday morning?
Well, I probably shouldn't have worn a loincloth and flip-flops. Probably should have went with long pants and tennis shoes or something. But
yeah, I've got 45 degrees down here. It's getting pretty chilly.
Yeah, it is. It's a little frosty out there, but that's a good thing for all the fishermen.
Yeah, I would think so. We're looking at the lake temperature right around 78 degrees, 77 degrees. These cool mornings, you know, everybody wants that lake temperature down below 70, and I think we're only a few weeks away from that.
Well, you know, the last time we talked, we had lake temperatures at about 86, 85, 86. And now, you know, we're in the 70s.
Yeah, so, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you and I were talking before we went on air. The forecast has overnight lows now for the next 15 days in the 40s. That's going to definitely get that lake temperature to drop because right now it's been kind of tough on the lake, hasn't it?
It has. All the reports that I've gotten from everybody that's been out there, they've had to really work to get their fish. The crappie, you know, people were catching 8, 10, 12 crappie on almost every day they went out, you know. And then, it's been tough to get that many. Now, if you can get that many, I've heard people saying, I got 6, I got 8, I got 4. Fishing the same spot, same brush piles. Same bait, or switching it up and struggling. We can't quite put our finger on why it got tougher. I mean, even guys that I know that have been going over Bull Shoals or Red Bank, same kind of thing. No one's been able to quite put their finger on it.
I think the fish are like the deer. They're in the woods eating acorns.
Yeah. You know, you see them all the time, and then when you're ready to go out and hunt, then they disappear.
They just disappear. That's for sure. But you know, I mean, it's just a matter of time. It's just gonna happen. You know, I mean, the lake temperature is gonna get there. For me, in the fall, you know, you get to lake there around, I don't know, 67, 68. Katie bar the door, but that's me. Everybody's different. You know, everybody has their own magical number, but, the crappie has been slow, but still what I'm hearing, and maybe you are too, live bait is the way to go.
You know, I've had guys go both way, and we do carry live bait here, and we do sell a tremendous amount of it. I like the live bait for crappie fishing. I really do. But sometimes even that doesn't work. But it's been better than the plastic as of late, for sure. Absolutely. So, you got to bring different things out to the lake when you go fishing. And if this one's not working, you try the next one.
Oh, absolutely. You know, change your underwear. Do something different. You know, you got to do something different. Or, you know, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, you're going to get the same results. But here's the deal. It doesn't matter what the lake temperature is. It doesn't matter what month it is. You can catch some great big, huge bluegill, some big, huge lake perch, and they're fighters and they're great eaters.
Oh yeah, and that you can do. Well, I happened to experience that this past week myself, but I've had some boys come down from Licking twice now and caught over 45 each time they were down. And it's a blast, whether you're using crickets or red wigglers. It's so much fun, and they're there, and they're hand size. I mean, you can fillet them. They're so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's fun. It's great for the kids, too. You know, you can use a little bobber. You can flip it out there, and they're everywhere, and they're easy to catch. And a lot of times you can get into the bigger lake perch or brim, but you kind of have to, it's almost like you have to catch the little ones to attract the big ones.
Yeah. And they're there, and it's that time of year. They're loving it. They're hungry. I take my grandson down, and in 2 hours we caught 14.
Yeah.
And he just had a blast, you know, just to see a six-year-old just go crazy with that. It's so much fun. You know, that we talk about that stuff all the time, you know, bring your son, your grandson, whatever, and enjoy it. And it is. I mean, the smiles, the pictures, the memories are just, that's awesome. It's just so much fun.
Right on. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Stop in and say hi if you're in the area. We could talk about fishing or whatever, or we could have a cold one. Our Facebook page, we always put information up on that, pictures and what people are using or not using and that. And, of course, always our website, thebuyerresort.com.
Right on. We appreciate you. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, Gary, be safe.
You betcha.